Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis that if someone has another Yerek besides Chosam, besides the romaine lettuce, besides Moras, then he makes a Bar Pri Adama on the Shar Yerokas, on the other Yerek, and he makes an Alachilas Mora on the Chosam. So the Rashbam had a comment that we talked about in the context of the Gemara Kuf Yudalad, but now we have more to talk about in this Rashbam. The next Chosam, on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, is going to refer back to this Rashbam of Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. What does the Rashbam say? So he says, Pshita echadika shar yirokas mevarach meikar betibo rishon ashar yirokas bar pi adama. The asu lehanas min olam azeb lo baracha. You have to make a bar pi adama on karpas. So you make such a baracha, you make a baracha rishon. The Rashba meyat, the kevin shiesh lo shar yirokas hachi shar pitzvei, shi yivarach bar pi adama tchila. The hainu baracha haro liyo lahen, viyiftar asamara, mibirchas pri ha adama. Says the Rashbam, if you have other Yereks, it's better to make the Bar Pi Adama on another Yerek, not on the Mara. That's the Rashbam Lashitasa. That holds that it's better to have Mara Bismano. And you're only going to have Mara Bismano if you're not going to have the Mara Shalom Bismano. Rav Chisda will say that if you have the Mora B'Shas Tibol Rishon, so then you'll have to make a Bracha L'Chilas Mora on that Chosam, so you're not going to have Mora B'Zman. So that's why the Rashbam says, L'Chadchila, everyone agrees that if you have another Yerek, then you should do the Karpas on the other Yerek, make the Bar Pi Adam on the other Yerek, and then you'll make the Bracha L'Chilas Mora on the Chosam on the Mora. But the Rashbam adds, what are you doing with that Bracha Rishon on the Karpas? It says, if you make a Bar Pi Adam on the Karpas, that's a Bracha Ru'uya, that will pata the Mora from the Bracha Rishona, and then you make a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mora. The focus of the Rashbam is not the Bracha Rishona on the Mora. He's trying to figure out where the Alachidas Mora is going to be recited. Is it recited on the Karpas, or is it recited later on the Mora? But he just throws in, for good measure, he says that if you make a Bar Pi Adam on another Yerek for Karpas, that Bracha Rishona will pata the Mora. And then you don't have to make both brachas. You don't make a bar pi adama on the mora with the alachilas mora. You just make alachilas mora. Just make the birchas hamitzvah. What's the problem with that shita? What's the problem with that comment? How can the bracha rishon of karpas pata the mora? What's the problem? Why shouldn't it be able to pata the mora? One word. Racha. Hefsek, exactly. It should be a hefsek. Haggadah is a hefsek. I mean, I don't know what haggadah is like in everyone's home, but in many homes, haggadah is a hefsek. It's an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. You know, by the time they're finished looking for the frogs and the mamishtana, you know what goes on at the seder. I don't have to tell you. It can take a long time. So isn't haggadah a hefsek? It's a taka that's Tosis kasha, kuf tes vav. Tosis is in the later context of the Gemara, but he picks up on this very point. Tosfos earlier said Haggadah is a hefsek. Tosfos earlier, where earlier? So I didn't give you the Tosfos. It's a Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, for those who've learned the parak. Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, in a different context, he says Haggadah is a hefsek. So Tosfos says, but it's not a problem. You don't have to make a bracha rishon on the mara, even though Haggadah is a hefsek. And the reality is the Bar Pi Adam of Karpas will not pata the Mara. Nevertheless, you don't have to make a Bracha Rishon on the Mara. Really? Why not? Okay, we'll see. But Tosis is asking a kasha on the Rashbam. He doesn't reference the Rashbam, but Be'emes, it's a kasha on the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the Bar Pi Adam of Karpas is going to pata the Mara. So Frek Tosfos, he doesn't say Vimtoma, he doesn't say Vitema, Vakasha, but that's basically what he's asking. Haggadah is a hefsek. So if Haggadah is a hefsek, how can the Bar Pi Adam of the Karpas part of the Mar? So he has another answer, but that's his kash. That's his kash. Now, how did he know this? How did Tosfos know Haggadah is a hefsek? It's his invention? It's his svara? Yes, it is his svara. But he also knew it. He had a mocker for it. The Mordechai brings a raya to Tosfos, you saw it from the Gemara itself. The Gemara later on seems to imply that Haggadah is a hefsek. Which Gemara? Gemara Kuftes Vav Amud Beis. We'll get to it, the Mitzvah Shem B'Shaito, in its own context. But it's relevant for this context as well. What does the Gemara say? Let's see this piece together. The Gemara says, Ad Berei Rav Chisda L'Ravna Ukva V'Darsh. They were talking together. So he said the following: Not al yada betibul rishon, not al yada betibul sheni. We know that in the Seder is all about Seder, right? So what do we have? Some people sing the Simonim at the beginning of the Seder, right? Sing the Simonim, sing in a different Nigunim as a whole. Okay. So we know that there's Urchatz and there's Rochatz, but that's a later invention. No, it's a Gemara in Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. That's the Gemara. That even though not al yada betibul rishon, you got to be not al yada betibul sheni. Why is that? So there's a back and forth in the Gemara. What's the maskana? We'll see the back and forth later. But what's the maskana for our purposes? Amri, the Gemara skips down. The first one on the line there is Moshe. Moshe Layod. Amri, Zogdi Gemara, Kevin Deboy, Lememar, Agarata, Bahaleila. Dilma Asuche Asa, Dilma Asuche Asche Ledaite, Venoda. You have to say Agadi. You have to say Halel before you get to the second Netila. So Dilma Asuche Asche Ledaite, maybe you'll be Mesiach Das, you'll have a lapse of attention. Vinoga! And you'll touch B'moka Matinofes, you'll touch some dirty area, so you'll have a Chi of Netila once again. So that's why you gotta be Nota. Because we're concerned that maybe you touched in a certain Mokom, maybe you had a Hesach Adas, and you touched in a Mokom that would require you to do another Netila, so therefore you have to be Nota again before Motzi Matza. Dr. Mordechai, don't you see that Haggadah and Halal is a Hesach Adas? Gemara says it befarish. Where's this Mordechai? Mordechai is on Daf Lamed Chesam et Beis in the old Dafim. Lamed Chesam et Beis means the second column of Lamed Ches. There are four columns. There's Lamed Ches, what we would call Lamed Chesam et Aleph and Lamed Chesam et Beis, but I divided it into four columns. There's Lamed Chesam et Aleph, Amed Beis, Amed Gimel, and Amed Aleph. So Amed Beis is the second column on what we would call the Amed Aleph. I don't know what it is in the new Gemaras anyway, but in the old Gemaras, that's the way that they refer to it. If you look in the Beis Yosef, when he quotes a Mordechai, so in the parentheses, that's what they're going to say. Amud Gimel. So someone says, Lamed Ches, Amud Gimel, what kind of Gemara do you have? I only heard of an Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. That's what it means. So the Mordechai says, on Lamed Ches, Amud Gimel. It's not Amud Beis. On Lamed Ches, Amud Gimel, he says as follows. Starting from Lamed Ches, Amud Beis. The old kasha, hechi motzis lememer the shar yirakas potros maros vibrocha shalefanav ha'osach daite ba'agadata v'halela. He asked Tosus kasha, how can the bar priadama of karpas pata the mara this docha hesach hadas? You say hagada between karpas and mara. Umehai taima nami amina lekamon amibayz anoto yoda b'dibul rishon sarach shiilu yoda b'dibul sheni mishum da'osach daite kidif rishis. The Mordechai says that the Gemara Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis is a raya to this idea that Haggadah is a hefsek. So how can the Bar Piyadam of Karpas Pata the Mara, like the Rashbam wants to suggest, stuff against the Gemara? It's against the Gemara. Haggadah is a hefsek. It shouldn't be able to pata. But we don't say a Bar Piyadam on the Mara. We don't say a Baruch Rishon. Tosis didn't make a Bar Piyadam on his Mara, so why not? If the Haggadah is a hefsek and the Rashbam is incorrect, so why don't we make a Bar Piyadam on the Mara? So Tosis offers his own approach. Let's go back to Tosis. Tosis says, why don't we say a Bar Piyadam on the Mara? Mikol makom birchas amotzi potrason dehavalahu dvarim aboyim besoch asuda machmas asuda. The reason you don't make a Bar Piyadam on the Mar is because it doesn't need a Bar Piyadam, because Hamotzi Patas it. Hamotzi Patas it. Right? Those are the two options. Either the Bar Piyadam of Karpas or Pater the Mar, or you don't need anything to Pater it, because Hamotzi Patas what's coming for the Suda. Dvarim Aboyim B'socha Suda, Machmas HaSuda. You have things that are coming in the middle of the Suda, for the purpose of the Suda. The Mar, Tosa says, is for the purpose of the Suda, so therefore the Hamotzi Patas it. Pshare Yirok is Gorim Alei. Yirok is vegetables whet the appetite. That's Machmas HaSuda. It gets you to eat more. Right? It makes the food go down better. Right? Whets the appetite. It's there, Litzara HaSuda. So therefore, it's nifter with the Birchas HaMotzi. The Kori Le'Nami L'Mara Parperes HaPas, look, we know that the The Mishnah calls Mora Parparas Apas. Every line of Tosfos, he's saying something. Mishnah Kuf Yedal Amud Aleph says, "Hevi'u lefanam etal b'chazaz hashemagi leparparas apas." What parparas apas is he talking about? He's talking about chazer. He's talking about the mar. The mar. Tosfos there on Kuf Yedal Amud Aleph, the Ramas Halad says, "Parparas kari hamara sho'ochel achar hamatzah." Uparperes kolomer mamsheches hamaychol kemo parperos lachochma shehayirokos mamshichos alev lamaychol. Tekufos ugematrios parperos lachochma in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. What does that mean? Parperos lachochma. Parperos means they draw the person. Different perushim here, but Tosfos here in Pesachim, the Mamshim Mori the Gittayis is in Pshat and Pirkei Avos. Parperos lachochma means tekufos ugematrios. They're exciting. They draw a person. They whet your appetite. For long this. You see, wow, godless of Torah. Look at the tekufas and the gematrios and how everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria with all this Torah and it's everything fits in and it's amazing, right? It whets your appetite for chokhmah. For real chokhmah. The parperos are not the chokhmah. Right? Your mother told you, you can't just eat desserts. You know, that's not nutrition. It's not nutritional. You gotta eat the boss of the ayah. You gotta have shas and poiskim. But the dessert is good. I don't know if dessert whets your appetite, but it's exciting. It's mekaneach. It gives you, sometimes you eat something that whets your appetite. Like a good fruit cup at the beginning of the Suda or a nice yerek. That's what the gematria is. Right? I should throw out a good gematria at the beginning of the shir. What is it? Gematria bites. Okay. So it says Tosfos, that's the marmor is the parperas apas. That's why the hamotzi pat is the bracha rishon. The chaynama b'keitzim avarchem birchal apas poteres apaperas. It's doch a mishnah in brachas. Birchal apas poteres apaperas. Parperas hanedvam hamamshichim alachilak yondogim ketanim utamarim v'yirokas. The hoyiregilim. La'ochlam b'socha suda bein maichal la'maichal. They used to eat the parperes between Meichel and Meichel. You know, sometimes at the chasins they have, while people are dancing, they give them a little ices, right? The ices are mamshech li'achilim. And mamshech li'achilim, they also cool you down from all the heavy dancing. But the purpose of the ices is it's mamshech li'achilim. You don't have to make a shachakol on the ices. It's mamshech li'achilim for the next meal. It opens up the stomach so that you're able to eat more. Lekach poteres apaperes v'shabol etzorech sh'al yedei kach ochel yosef. Oh, it opens up the stomach, makes you eat more. So it says Tosfos, that's why you don't have to make a bracha rishon on the mar. Not because the bar peadam of the karpas part of the mar, but because the hamotzi part is it. Because it's dvar ma'boyim machmas asuda b'soch asuda. It's parperes, and it's going to be exempted by the birchas hamotzi. This is Tosfos Shita. Why didn't the Rashbam learn on this? Rashbam says the Barpi Adam of Karpas Patas Namar. What does he need that for? What does he need that for? You'd have to make a bracha Namar anyway. You'd have to make a bracha Rishon. Because Hamotzi Patas Namar. What's Rashbam thinking? Why doesn't he just say Tosfos? It seems pretty simple. It's a Docha Mishnah. It's the Mishnah here. It's the Mishnah Brachas. It's all over the place. What does Rashbam need his special Svar? So there are two answers to this question. One answer could be, well, before I suggest an answer, maybe you'll suggest one. One answer is found in Tosfos. The other answer is not in Tosfos. But one answer is actually found in Tosfos. If you look carefully, if you dig deep and wide, you'll find this answer in Tosfos. One answer is that maybe the Mara is not really parperis. It's not mamshech liachila enough that it'll be parted by the hamotzi. Why not? But it does whet the appetite. Why should it not be enough? Ephraim. It's not a kezias. Did you say you only had a kezias? No. You had less than a kezias. Not even a kezias. Isn't that what Tosfos said? I'm sorry? Oh, more you had a kezias. Correct. Correct? I stand correct. You only had a kezias. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos makes this is the last comment of Tosfos. Way back. He's in a different context. Rav Yosef Tovelim. Rav Yosef Tovelim Shita, there's so much there, but But the last comment of Tosis is Vishema. If Yosef Tovelim doesn't treat Moris Parperes HaPas, and maybe the Rashbam too, he doesn't throw the Rashbam in there, why doesn't he treat it as Parperes HaPas? Because you're only eating a Kezayis. How much is a Kezayis? I don't know, take a look at the charts, it's pretty big. But really, how much is a Kezayis? Not too much. So Tosis says, maybe that's not Mamshech Esalev. It's not Mamshech Liachil enough. It's not Megar Esalev. It's not a parparis because you're only eating a kezayis. And you could eat more than a kezayis amar, but who's eating more than a kezayis amar? You're eating a kezayis. You're being yotzi achir. So maybe that's not called a parparis. If it's not a parparis, then the motzi is not going to pater it. That could be one answer for the Rashbam. What's the other answer for the Rashbam? The other answer, Tosus also suggests the other answer. Jackson suggests the other answer too. That is that maybe parparas hapas is not something that's mamshech liachila. The Mishnah that says that birach al hapas poteres haparparas is not talking about eating something that whets the appetite. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. That's not the dvarim abayim machmas hasuda besoch hasuda that the hamotzi is going to part. What is that Dvar HaBayim Machmas HaSuda? What is it? Help me now. Something that's Ba Le Lafes Ba'as HaPas, that you eat together with the bread. We used to eat everything with the bread. The basa with the bread and the fish with the bread. Everything with the bread. That's the Suda. That's the Iker HaSuda. That's Parperis. Parperis has to be an Iker HaSuda, perhaps. It's something that's Ba Le Hasbia. L'lafes is a pas, a chelik of the ikar asuda, not just a tzorech of the suda. Mamshich taivas achila, that's a tzorech of the suda, it's a need for the suda. So perhaps you can say a need for the suda is called a chelik of the suda, the motzi is going to patur. Tosis says, don't tell me that the only thing that's dvar mabay machmas asuda, b'soch asuda, is if it's m'lafes b'os apas, if it's masbiya. But maybe that is the only thing that's Bar Machmas HaSuda and Zohar HaSuda. Right? Tosfos suggests this idea, and he rejects it. He says, V'ein lo med de parperes hanadoma shebol alaves bo sapas. Don't tell me that parperes is something that's malaves bo sapas, that you eat it. Lefes is a spread. So we're not talking about chocolate spread, we're not talking about peanut butter. We're talking about what you spread on the challah. Right? What do you spread on the challah? You spread the fish on the challah, they had sandwiches, the fish on the challah, the meat on the challah, everything that you're eating. Adavar habola hasbia, the ikar asuda. Maybe the Rashbam holds that it's the ikar asuda. So that's why Mora is not potted by the hamotzi. That's not the varma by machmas asuda b'sach asuda. Not because you're only eating a kezayis, but because you just missed the point. It's not dvar ma'gorim esaleiv, mamshech taivas achila, that's called parparis. It has to be ikar asuda, and the Mara clearly is not ikar asuda. That's what you're going to have after motzi matzah, mora, and korov. Why did Tosfos not like this? Tosfos says, d'ho havi b'chlal ha'diktani ha'asim d'mevarech ha'lo ikar poter esatfeila. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah Baruchas Sandaf Mem Dalad on the Aleph says that Dvarim Aboyim, that Kol Shu Ikav Imo Tfeila, Mavarich Al Ikav, Potter Esat Tfeila. Ikav Etofel. If you have something that's Ikav, but you're also eating something secondary to that item, then you don't make a Baruch on the Dvar Etofel. The Mishnah goes so far as to say that if you have fish, salty fish, and you're going to have bread together with the fish, what's the bread coming? You don't want to eat bread. You're eating the bread to take away a little bit of the saltiness of the fish. So you don't make a hamotzi on the bread. You don't make a hamotzi on the bread because you're really eating the fish. The bread is just a tofel to the fish. Someone's having blintzes with sour cream. Right? You don't make a broch on the sour cream. It's just there. It's a tofel. Tofel to the blintzes. You're having Cheerios and milk, right? Cereal and milk. You don't make a broch on the milk. If you douse the cereal with the milk, you have a bowl of milk with like a little bit of cereal in it, you like the milk so much, it's a different story. But most normal people don't do that. Right? You're having the cereal, but you can't have dry cereal without milk. It's just too dry. So you put a little bit of milk in it. You don't make a bracha on the milk. You wouldn't even make a bracha on the milk if you finish the cereal. And then, you know, don't tell anyone, but you like, you drink up the bowl, right? You have to do that? Drink up. And, your mother shouldn't see that. You don't have a bracha, but you're drinking milk. The answer is the milk was tofel to begin with. The only reason you're drinking up the milk is because you don't want to waste it. But there's no chashivas to the milk. It's tofel to the cereal. Ikav tofel. Torah says, Ikav tofel. I know the call of Ikav tofel. It's a Mishnah in brachas. It's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet. That's not what the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph is saying. Birchal pas poter sapar peres. It's telling me the chiddush of Ikav tofel. Why do I need that? If Birchal pas poter sapar peres is talking about stavra habol lafes bo sapas, so then that's the same as the next Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet. I know the din of Ikav tofel. I don't need it over here. That's not what the Gemara means when on Daf Mem Aleph on Mibayz. It talks about Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda, Besoch Hasuda. That's a Chiddush, Rav Papa's Chiddush. Rav Papa's not talking about Ikar V'Tofel, that's a Mishnah later on. I don't need an Amora to tell me the Chiddush that the Mishnah's going to tell me, says Tosfos. So that couldn't be what the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph is saying, Birach HaLapas Papa Yisapapas. The Kamar Nami Rav Chiya Pas Poteres Kol Mina Maichel. Rav Chiya says Pas Patas all types of Maichel. Rav Papa Nami Pasuk Asam Hilchas Advar Mavoyim Tov Hasuda Machmas Hasuda. The Hainu Apaperes Kedefrishes Ain Tunim Bracha Lo Lufneim Velo Lachreim Shalom Machmas Hasuda Tov Hasuda Gon Ta'enim Vanovim Shenam Boyim Lamshecha Maichel Velo Lulapes Elo Latainu Tzar Bracha Lufneim Velo Lachreim. And Achar Asuda, Philip Aperes, Tunim Bracha, Ben Lefneim, Ben Lachrei. So Tosfos says, what is Dvar Maboyim Toch Asuda, Machmas Asuda? That's a Dovra Habo, Lahamshech Taiva Samaychel. It's not something coming, Lelaves Bosapas, Lasbia. That's Ikar Asuda. Ikar Asuda, of course, is part of it because of Ikar V'Tofel, not because of this new halach. Not because of this new halach. So don't tell me that the Hamotzi is not going to pata the Mara, because you misunderstood what Varma Bar Machmas Hasuda B'Tav Hasuda is all about. Tosfos says that's not true. The other pshat is incorrect. So there are two reasons why the Rashbam might reject Tosfos. Why did the Rashbam need his reason that the Bar Piyadam of the Karpas patas the Mara? Because maybe he holds that even if Parperis is the Dover HaBol L'Ham Shechayves Achila, but Moror is not that kind of preparation. Moror will not be Mamshel Tavazil because you're only eating his eyes. That's one thing. That's one way the Rashbam could reject Tosfos. The other way to reject it is he could say that Tosfos's idea of Dvar Mabayim Achmas Asuda, Toch Asuda, that it's Dvar Mabayim Laham Shechtaiva Zachila, the whole thing is wrong. That's not true. Dvar Mabayim Achmas Asuda, Toch Asuda, if it's Malafes Bois Apas, if it's a Dvar Hamasbia, if it's Ikar Asuda, not if it's a Tzorach Asuda. Tzorach Asuda is not enough to be exempted by the Hamasi. That's what the Rashbam could hold. Tosfos rejects it. He leaves the Kezias Svara lingering at the end of Tosfos, but this one he rejects completely. But the Rashbam could say, what are you rejecting it for? I think that is the Pshat. And the Rashbam could say, not only do I think it's the Pshat, the Rishonim learn like me, against you. Who learns that Dvar Mabayim Achmas Hasuda B'Toch Hasuda is not someone that comes to be Mamshech Taivas Achila, but rather it comes to be Malafes Bois Apas. Who says that? Who says that? A new hand? Who says that? Rashi. Who shouted that out? Okay. Rashi. Exactly. It's a comedy routine over here. Amazing. The Talmidim in this year, they have so many milas, but I didn't think a sense of humor was part of them. Baruch Hashem. Hashem, I see the Talmidim are really talented. What does Rashi say on that Memalef on Mabez and Brochus? Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasuda, Lelaves Bohenes Apas. Stoch Beferish and Rashi. The Rashbam and the Zayda, they're sitting zusammen. They're sitting at the Zayda together. The Rashbam didn't learn like Tosfos because he said that's not what the Zayda said. Not only did the Zayda learn like the Rashbam and not like Tosfos. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayos also learned like the Rashbam and not like Tosfos. The Rambam there in Brachos in Perash HaMishnayos, piece that I gave you, packet 3, source 1, Rambam writes, Uparperes Shom Lilaftan Ulechol Liliftan Ulechol Minei Matamim Sheyochlo Bo HaLechem. Talking about liftan and all the macholim that you eat with the lechem. That's not legara taivas achila, lahamshach taivas achila. The Rambam is clearly learning like Rashi. And Mistama, that's how the Rashbam learned. The papyrus is not dover abo lahamshach taivas achila. It's dover abo lalafes es apas. Lasbia, the ikaras suda, not a tzorich of the suda, the ikaras suda. So the Rashbam said the Hamotzi is not going to part the Bar Piyadam of Marm. So what part is it? The Bar Piyadam of Karpas. This is the give and take between Tosfos and the Rashbam. So the Rashbam is not beholden to Tosfos' chart. But the problem the Rashbam has to deal with is not Tosfos' chart. Why he didn't like Tosfos' chart. The real problem the Rashbam has to deal with is Tosfos kasha. What's Tosfos kasha? One word. Rafi? Hefsek, exactly. Good. That's your word. Hefsek. Haggadah is a hefsek. It wasn't just that Tosfos learned differently, but it's a kasha on Rashbam. The Baruch Adam of Karpas is going to pat the mar. Haggadah is doch a hefsek. And it's a gemara. It's not just a svar. It's a gemara. What's the Rashbam going to do with that? So the Rosh gives an answer. Let's see this Rosh together. Rosh and Simen Chavov. The Rishonim have so much to say on this sugya, but you gotta categorize it and outline it. And then you see the structure. It's the structure that they're giving us. He says, "Upirish Rashbam in Tzarach Levarach Bar Pi Adam Levishenifta Bevracha Shabirach Al Hayirokus." V'lo Nehiras Frek the Rosh. The Ozer Daita Bagadat of Alayla, etc. Isn't it a Hesach Hadas? Darmina LeKamon Anot LeYodah B'Tibul Rishon Tzarach Sheit LeYodah B'Tibul Sheni Mishav the Ozer Daita Bagadat of Alayla. Venerally, skipping a little bit. Venerally, the lokosha leperish Rashbam. I don't think the Rashbam really has a kasha over here. The nehida garata v'halela haviyasachadas le'inyan netila hayne mishum dilma osach daite v'noga v'mokam atinofes diadayim askoni osayin. Aval le'inyan achila kem shabirech bori pri adama al hayirokos v'chazeres lefona v'daito lecho mimeno lav nimlachu v'en kam What is the Rosh saying? The Rosh says it's true that the Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes Vav Mebei says that Haggadah and Hallel is a Hesach Hadas, but you missed the key point. It's not Dilma Aschei Ledaite Ad Kan, that there's a Hesach Hadas, and that's why you got to be Notel Yod of Sheinus. Rather, maybe there's a Hesach Hadas, and what's the key word? Not you, rather. What's the key word? A different word, not hefsek. Asche ledaite ve? Noga, exactly. Ethan, right? The noga. Maybe he touched the Makom Atinofes. The key is not the hesek hadas. The key is that maybe he touched his hand, the Makom Atinofes. He has to be not the of Sheamus. So says the Rosh, it is true that the Gemara uses a lashon of hesach hadas by Haggadah v'Hallel, but that's not the key. The key is not the hesach hadas. The key is Dilma Noga. But for the Bar Pi Adama of Morar, there's no Noga over here. It's not really a hesach hadas. Haggadah is not really a hesach hadas. It's just it's enough of a hesach hadas. You're involved in the Haggadah and the Hallel that we're afraid maybe you touch somewhere. But it's not really a hesach hadas leaning bracha rishona. The Haraya says the Rosh, we know the Gemara Daf Kuf Beis says that if he niach haverim, the din of Shinei Makom,
Sorry, chaverim she'okur raglam leilech lebeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash al v'shisbalu v'shinu mekoma miminyucha sham mikzas chaverim lohavi hesach hadas.
We know that if you didn't make a bracha achrona, and you don't want to make another bracha rishona when you come back, so as long as hiniach mikzas chaverim, if you leave the chaverim there, you go to daven, so then when you come back, you don't have to make another bracha because the chaverim are the kviyos, they keep the. It's as if you never left. There's no hesach hadas. It's not nimlach. It's not like you're having a new suda. You didn't change your mind to leave and now you're coming back. If there's no din of nimlach, it's not a hesach hadas. So therefore, you don't need another bracha rishona. Because hiniach mikzas chaverim bimkom. So says the Rosh, what do you see from there? That as long as someone is still there, someone, part of the chabura is still there. You're not even there. Part of the chabura is still there. They can maintain the kviyus. So it's not nimlach, it's not hesach hadas, and you're not going to have to make another bracha rishona when you come back. This says the Rosh, kolshkein, if the one who's still there is you. Right? You made a bar piradam on the karpas, you're still sitting there, you have the haggadah and the halach, but you haven't gone anywhere. You're still there. So if you're still there, of course it's not a shin yamakam, it's not really a hesach hadas. Kolshkein hocha sheyoshim imkomo avu mishakori haggadah lahavi hesach hadas. It's not a hesach hadas. Aye, but it takes so long. No, but that's not a hesach hadas for bracha rishon. It's a hesach hadas for netila. Because the managa, the key is, it's a hesach hadas. You're going to lose your attention. You might touch. But it's not a real hesach hadas because you made a bracha rishon and you're still in the same makam. Even if someone else would still be in the same makam, another member of the chabura, and you left, that's also maintaining the kviyas. So certainly if you're still there, maintains the kviyas, it's not called a hesach hadas. So you shouldn't need another bracha rishon. That's the Rosh's time. That's his answer for the Rashbam, that there's no raya from the Gemara and Kotez Vavavavaz, that Haggadah and Halach should be considered a Hesach Hadas. How can you reject this raya of the Rosh from Hiniach Mitzvah Chaver? What do you think? How can you reject this one? Yes, Ethan?
I was thinking that maybe you could say that you're running out of the Mishpat, it's only a 20, 30, 40 minute affair. If you're sitting down saying Haggadah and Halach like 2 hours,
I hear what you're saying, but if the key is that someone is still bimkoma, you are bimkoma. It doesn't sound like the time is the issue. The fact is, I'm here. I haven't moved from my makom. If it's not a shini makom vis-a-vis bracha rishona, then it shouldn't be a shini makom vis-a-vis the bracha on the mar. I mean, that is bracha rishona. So it's all a function of being in that makom. Even though there's more time, it shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference. What's the difference between the case of Hiniach Mitzvah Chaverim and in our case? Hiniach Mitzvah Chaverim, right? So someone wasn't Meisei Adas, someone was not Mishana Makom. What's the difference between that case and our case? Natana? Is that you? Sorry? It's a Dover Chova? We're going to get to that, but that's not. I'm looking for something different. Ephraim? One more. Yes, Sakil. I'm sorry? Everyone gets up over here? But they're still in the same makom. They're still in the same suda. They haven't left the house. Maybe the difference is that Hiniach Mikzas Chaverim, there is someone who is not Meisiach Das. Someone didn't leave, that's the Mikzas Chaverim. But here, if you say that the Haggadah and the Halal is a Hesach Hadas, so everyone at the Seder did this Hesach Hadas. There's no one remaining. They are all Bimkoma, but everyone was Meisiach Das. Because everyone said the Haggadah. Unless you have someone from the outside who's just sitting there. He eats the karpas, but he's not saying Haggadah. That's not the case, right? Everyone is sitting there at the Seder together. Efshemen Kinzogin, that here, it's not like Mitzvah Chaverim. What's the Rosh bringing a right from Mitzvah Chaverim? There's someone who's not Meisiach Das, who's not Mishana Makom, who's maintaining that kviyas. Who's maintaining the kviyas of it? Everyone's saying Haggadah and Halal. They're all Meisiach Das. So if you take the svar of the Rosh that the key to the Hesach Hadas by Natila is not that there's Hesach Hadas, but because there's Noga, so then I get it. That's different. Natila is different because it's a problem with Noga, it's not a Hesach Hadas issue. But if it's a Hesach Hadas issue, right? So then there's no raya for mitzvahs chaverim, because mitzvahs chaverim, there are people who are not being misdeir das, who are not mishanim makom, and they are maintaining the kviyas. But here, if everyone is saying hagod and halal, then they are misdeir das. So maybe that should be a hefsek. Zev. The Chazeres. Chazeres lefonav v'dayto lechol mimeno, lav nimlechol. The Chazeres is lefonav. So, I mean, you're not saying the Chazeres is like the Chaverim. I mean, you have interest in friends, but... I hear you. Even though the Chazeres is not really the Chaverim, but that's maintaining the Kfiyas, meaning it's a constant reminder of what we're about to do. So that constant reminder prevents the Hesed Hadas. I hear you. It's a good point, Zen. Ephraim? The Rush doesn't say that. The Rush doesn't say that. It's interesting. The Rush doesn't say that. It sounds like for Bracha Rishona, that's not enough. The fact that we talk about the Mara, that doesn't maintain the Kviyas for the Bracha Rishona. Okay, but so you're coming on to Zev's point, that if the Yerokas are there, if the Chazeres is right in front of you, that maintains the Kviyas because it's always there and it's not Nimla. So the Rosh gives an answer to Tosa's Kasha. Tosa said, Hagod is a Hefzik. The Rosh says, why is it a Hefzik? Hagod is a Hesach Hadas for Netila because Chashina Dilmanoga, but if there's no Chashash Dilmanoga, then it shouldn't be a Hesach Hadas, like by Mixas Chaver. The Emes is there's another reason why Hagod shouldn't be viewed as a Hefzik. If we view Hagod as a Hefzik, then there's another problem, right? We're going to jump into another problem, another frying pan. What's the problem? We make Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder. We're only eating Hamotzi later. What rule do we have when it comes to Kiddush? That you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush B'Makom Suda, Kiddush B'Zmana Suda. There has to be a connection between the Kiddush and the Suda. So if you tell me Haggadah is a Hefzik, if you say the Gemara and Kufta is Vatham and Beis was saying that Haggadah is a Hesach Hadas and it's a Hefzik, so how can we make Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder and we do Motzi Matzah without making Kiddush again? It's like a Hefzik. It's saying Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. So, you're very much inclined to say that just because the Gemara claimed that Haggadah and Halal is a Hesach Hadas, they didn't mean that as a general principle. They meant Lagabi Netila is a Hesach Hadas, but it can't really be viewed as a Hefzik. Why is it not a Hefzik? Because the Chazeres is in front of you. The meal is in front of you. You're about to eat. It is B'Makom Suda. Aye, but it's not Bizman Suda. No, but it is Bizman Suda. The Haggadah is part of the Suda. That's what you have to do. Right? You gotta sing for your supper. You gotta talk the Vritara for your supper. That's the Suda. That's what the Seder is about. It's not a Hefzik. Because if you assume it's a Hefzik, so then you have to say Kiddush again. So obviously it's not a Hefzik. Tosfos thought it was a Hefzik. Obviously, the Rishonim are grappling with this. It's like, oh, they're a Hefzik, not a Hefzik. There are Stodim Lakan or Lakan, as we readily see. Stodim Lakan or Lakan. Is the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tezovah Mebei saying that Haggadah is a Hesach Hadas because Dumanoga? Or is it saying, really, it is a Hesach Hadas? What does that mean in terms of the Kiddush? There's so much that you can pilpul back and forth with this svar. But this is what the Rishonim are grappling with. Do you say the Bar Pi Adam of the Karpas Kataka Pata Demar? Do you say Haggadah is a Hefzik, and the only reason you don't have to make a Bracha Rishon Nemor is because Hamotzi Pat is Nemor? The Mordechai offers a third pshat. Not quite the Rashbam, not quite like Tosfos. Similar to Tosfos, but with a twist. Tosfos with a twist. What's the pshat of the Mordechai? Let's go back to the Mordechai. Let's see how he formulates it. He says the same as Tosfos, but a little bit of a twist. He answers some of the kashas we had in Tosfos. What does the Mordechai say? This is on Lamed Ches and Med Gimel. Yeah. The Mordechai says the karpas doesn't patter because Hagadah has the chadas like Tosus. He's a Tosus man. So if that's the case, why do you have karpas to begin with? If it's not so that the bar pi adam of the karpas will patter the mor, so what do we have in karpas bechlal? What a mud nakasha. But that's what the Mordechai is. So he gives you the answer, the obvious answer. The karpas is coming for the heker. That's shinui. That's the ikar, right? It's heker latinogos. That's the ikar of the karpas. If the Bar Piyadam of Karpas doesn't pat the Mora, so why don't we make a Baruch Rishon on the Mora? The Yishlomar says the Mordechai, the Pas pot alay the Mora. Pas will pat the Mora. The Tomar of our local Michael, the Yerokos, Avidvar Maboy and Besoch Hasuda Shalom Achmas Hasuda, the Tzrich Emi Abrocha Lefnei, Kedamina Parakeitza, the Baruch. In fact, the Mordechai, but the Mora is Dvar Mabon Besoch Asuda Shalom Achmas Asuda. Shalom Achmas Asuda. Isn't it Bola Hamshech Taibas Achila? Isn't it Bola Hamshech Taibas Achila? The answer is the Mordechai holds La Hamshech Taibas Achila is not Machmas Asuda. What's the only thing that's Bom Machmas Asuda Toch Asuda? What's the only thing that we can define as Bom Machmas Asuda Toch Asuda? Shalom? The Lav is Bosa Paz, like Rashi and the Rambam. Against Tosfos. So if this can't, if Mara is not parperas, if it's not viewed as Dvar Mabar Machmas Asura Toch Asura, so why doesn't it need a Bracha Rishona? How can the Hamotzi pater? The Mordechai just said the Hamotzi is going to pater the Mara from Bracha Rishona. Rav the Mordechai fundamentally is so. The Omer read the shiny Mara, the came in the Rachmana Kave Apas, the Chsiv Amatzu Sumrorin Yochlu, Velo Sagi Velo Achilas Mara. What is the Mordechai saying? It is Dvar Maboy Machmas Asuda Toch Asuda. Not because it's Bola Hamshech Taibas Achila, but because there's something special to Mora on the Seder night. Hakosuf Kovo Chova. Rachmona Kave Chova. Whose table are we eating at? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines what the menu on the Seder night is going to be. He told us it's matzah and morah and Karban Pesach. It was mentioned in Mishkan. He tells us what the menu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that morah is part of the menu. It's part of the Suda. So maybe generally something that's Bola Hamshech Taibas Achila is not viewed as part of the Suda. It's not Varma Boyan Machmas HaSuda B'Soch HaSuda. But on the Seder night, it's Dvar Maboy Machmas Asuda Tachas Asuda. What category is that? L'lavish Bosa Pas, L'lavish Tachas Achila? Neither. Really, it's Dvar Maboy Shalom Machmas Asuda. But on the Seder night, it's Dvar Maboy Machmas Asuda because Rachmana Kavei Chova. So on the Seder night, it's viewed as a chelik of the Suda. It's no different than Iker HaSuda. Because it's a chelik of the Suda. Al pidein it's a chelik of the Suda. Even physically, b'metzius it's not machmas asuda, says the Mordechai. B'metzius it's not gonna machmas asuda. But al pihalacha it's machmas asuda. So therefore it doesn't need a bracha rishona because the hamotzi is going to pop through. This is the Mordechai's third approach. It's Tosus with a twist. It's like Tosus because he's saying the reason why you don't make a bracha rishona on Mor is because it's Dvar Mabaya Machmas Asuda B'Soch Asuda, but the question is, why is it Dvar Mabaya Machmas Asuda? Is it because it's Bola Hamshech Taibas Achila? Or is it because halachically it's viewed as a Chelik of the Suda, even though B'Metzius it wouldn't be viewed as a Chelik of the Suda? What's enough Kamina between the Mordechai and Tosfos? It all comes down to the same thing. Is it Dvar Mabaya Machmas Asuda B'Soch Asuda? Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest in his Sefer, this is in Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Dalet Os Yud Beis. Rabbi Shechter thought that the nafkamina between Tosfos and the Mordechai is if you use chrein for mora, if you use tamchem, not the Roman letters. If you use Tamcha, so then according to Tosfos, you should have to make a Bracha Rishona. Because horseradish is not Mamshach Taivas Achila. It's pretty sharp. It's, yeah. Just watch someone who takes Mara by itself. You'll see what happens. It's a whole sight to see. I don't think it's Mamshach Taivas Achila. It might be very exciting for the little kids to watch. He's 80, turn red. But I don't think it went to Zakat. But is it a chiv? Rachmana Kavichova? Yes, it still is a chiv. If it's a chiv to eat mara, if a chiv to eat mara, and your minig is to eat the tamcha, let's assume that is mara, that the horse radish is mara. So then it is b'mach masasuda according to the Mordechai. According to Tosfos, it's not b'mach masasuda because it's not mamshach taivas achila. So according to Tosfos, you'd have to make a bracha rishona on tamcha. Because it's not b'mach masasuda. And Tosfos holds the bar piyadam of karpas never patas namar because Haggadah is a hefset. So if you were to use chrein, according to Tosfos, you would have to make a bracha rishon. But according to the Mordechai, you would not have to make a bracha rishon. Because you can assume that the hamotzi is going to pata, the bread is going to pata, because even though it's not mamshak tavis achila, but since rachmana kabechova, it is viewed objectively as part of the meal, and if it's part of the meal, so then the bracha on the pas is going to pata the mar as well. Yes? No, so the reason we use chasam, the reason we use the Roman lettuce is, as the Gemara says earlier, in the second parak, that the shibud was like Roman lettuce. That if you leave the Roman lettuce in the ground, then it gets mar. That's what the shibud was. It was sweet in the beginning, and it was mar in the end. So strangely enough, the Gemara says chasam is the best mar, even though it's not mar. So some mepharshim say, some rishonim say that you have to leave the chasam in the ground till it's bitter. You got to have it. It has to be bitter. Some talk on Machmer for that. Most are not. Most assume that as long as you take the min of chasa, even though the way that we take it, it's actually quite sweet. People often have mara from the Roman lettuce, and then they have a salad out of mara. It's very strange. No, the answer is because it tastes good, but it still can be mara because that's the nature of the shibud. The shibud was masav b'tchila, and it was mara l'basof. These are the different shittos of the Rishonim as to why the Bar Pri Adama, as to why Mara doesn't need its own Bracha Rishon. Either because the Bar Pri Adama of the Katas patas, or because the Hamotzi patas it from the Bracha Rishon for the different reasons that we described. Shalom.
Would Moses' decision also depend
Tosfos would say that if you have some kind of a salad, if you have, let's say you have more than a kezias, you have a nice fruit cup or something like that, at the beginning of the meal, Tosfos Mestamu would say that if you don't make a brach on it, if he assumes that that's Mamshach Taivas Achila. That's a discussion. Appetizers, you make a brach on the appetizers. If you look in the Mogen Avram, in Hilchos Brachos, he brings this whole sugya to bear on that child. It's quite relevant, the mice. According to the Mordechai, it's all a function of Mara being a chiyuv of the Seder night. If it's not a chiyuv of the Seder night, then maybe it would not be called parparis. So that shaila is dependent on this machlokas of Rishon. So this is the basic machlokas. We talked about a nafgamina between Tosfos and the Mordechai. What's the nafgamina between the Rashbam and Tosfos? Rashbam says the bar piyadam of karpas patas demar. And Tosfos says that the hamotzi patas demar. It's patted anyway, so what's the difference? What's the difference? Bracha achrona. Do you make a bracha achrona on the karpas on that? That's the nafkamina that the Rishonim point out. Nafkamina between the Rashbam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, since the Haggadah is going to be a hefsek, you should make a bracha achrona on the karpas. If what? As long as you fulfill one tanai. What is that? Make a bracha on the karpas if you eat another kezayah. A kezayah some more, right? Yeah. If you eat a kezayah some more, so according to the Tosfos, you should make a bracha on the karpas. Because you're going to lose the opportunity to make a bracha achrona. The birchas hamazon is not going to cover anything. There's a hefsek. The Haggadah is a hefsek. But according to the Rashbam, there's no need to make a Berach Achronah, because Hagadah is not a Hefsek. No need to make a Berach Achronah. This is what the Torah points out. The Torah in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, page 2, Ulari Mevarech Achra Atibol Varin Afloshes Rabbos. Rashbam Ein Tzorach Levarech Achra V'Lezeh Yiskim Adoni Yovi Harazan. The Torah says, according to the Ri, you absolutely have to make a Berach Achronah. If not, you'll lose the opportunity. If you ate a Kezayis, if you ate less than a Kezayis, obviously there's no Berach Achronah. If you ate a Kezayis, then you have to make a Berach Achronah, because Haggadah is a Hefzik. According to Rashbam, you don't have to make a Berach Achronah. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Shittas. He says that according to the Ri, since Haggadah is a Hefzik, you have to make a Berach Achronah. According to Rashbam, since the Bar Pri Adam of the Karpas Patas Demora, he obviously assumes Haggadah is not a Hefzik, so therefore you wouldn't have to make a Berach Achronah on the Karpas. But the Beis Yosef is troubled. He says, "Rashbam shesovah shunifta bebirchas bar pri adam shabir b'tibul rishon imkain ein levarich achar tibul rishon." What's the lashon of the Torah? According to Rashbam, ein tzorech levarich. You don't have to make a bracha achrona. You should not make a bracha achrona. According to the Ri, you absolutely must make a bracha achrona if you ate a kezayis, because if not, you'll lose the opportunity to make a bracha achrona. You will have eaten a kezayis without a bracha achrona. And nothing from the Suda later is going to pater you from that Berach Achronah. But according to the Rashbam, not only is it not necessary to make a Berach Achronah, it's more than that. You shouldn't make a Berach Achronah. Why? Because if you make a Berach Achronah, then you'd start lachzul levarich bar pi adam b'tibul sheni. You have to make another Berach Rishonah. Why should you do that? If the Rashbam holds that God is not a hefsek, so there's no difference between the Seder and, let's say, a person's sitting and eating, he eats an apple, makes a haitz on the apple. And he's sitting and talking, and 15 minutes later, he eats an orange. So he doesn't make another haitz. It's the same bracha rishona, coveted. He had the fruit in front of him. If he were to make a bar nefashos after the apple, and then he makes another haitz on the orange, he's garim a bracha shenetzricha. What's he making another bracha rishona for? It's all the same maimed. So if according to the Rashbam, Haggadah is not a hefsek, not only do you not have to make a bracha achrona on the karpas, you should not make a bracha achrona on the karpas, because then you'll have to make another bracha rishona mar, and you'll be gone, a bracha shen etzricha. Ulefizah says the Beis Yosef, lo havalei l'rabbeinu lichtov l'rashbam, ein tzorach l'varach achra, demashe shem rotzu l'varach ha-shoi, v'ein okein, demkein nimtza shum l'varach bracha shen etzricha, v'osar, l'kach havalei lichtov l'rashbam, ein lo l'varach achra. Beis Yosef takes issue with the lashon of the Torah. It's not ein tzorech, it's ein lo levarech achrona. The Ri says that you should make a berach achrona if you ate a kezayis, because Hagod is a hefsek, and the Rashbam should hold that you should not make a berach achrona, because if you do, then you'll be garim a berach shen etzricha, and tomorrow you'll have to make another berach rishon. So how do we paskin? Do you make the berach achrona? Do you not make the berach achrona? What's the answer? The answer is we avoid the problem. Like this we're all familiar with. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? When all the dust settles from the Tur and Beis Yosef, page 4, Shulchan Aruch and Tafai and Gimel, Tzivav, Notel Yadav Letzor HaTibur Rishon V'lo Yavorech Al HaNatila V'yigach Me'akarpas Pochos Mikizayis. Metabel b'chomets mevarich bari pri adama v'ochel ve'eino mevarich acharav. He says, take less than a kezayis, don't make a bracha from. Explains the Mishnah Berura, Tzivkot Nun Gimel. Why do we eat pochos mekezayis? L'fishi bekezayis yesh tzavik bracha from and mevarich osolo.
The Torah presents this nafkamina between the Rashbam and Tosfos, Brach Achrona. We had a nafkamina between Tosfos and the Mordechai. That's within one shita. Right? Within one shita, that the Hamotzi part is the Mara, but the question is why? Is it because it's Mam Shechev Sachila, so it's called Parperes? Or maybe it's called Parperes because
Rachmana Kavichovitz, a chelik of the Suda Halachic, but that's within the Balitosa sheet. But the Rashbam argued. He said that the Bari Piyadam of the Kapas Patas. What's the nafkamim between the Rashbam and Tosfos? So it says the Torah, Baruch Achrona. If you eat a kazayis, the Rashbam would say that you should make a Baruch Achrona, because if not, you lose the opportunity. Haggadah is a hafsik. Tosfos says you should make a Baruch Achrona because Haggadah is a hafsik, if not, you lose the opportunity. And the Rashbam says what? So the Torah says the Rashbam holds that you don't have to make a Baruch Achrona. The Beis Yosef refines to work the Torah. It says it's not just that you don't have to, but you shouldn't make a Baruch Achrona. Because if you make a Baruch Achrona, it'll turn out that you'll be Gorim, a Baruch Hashem Atzichah. You'll have to make a Baruch Rishona on the Mar. So comes the Shulchan Aruch says, let's avoid the problem. Let's take less than a Kazayas of Karpas. Take less than a Kazayas of Karpas. Then you're not going to be able to make a Baruch Achrona. So according to the Rashbam, you won't be going a bracha shena tzricha. You're not going to make a bracha achrona, so the bar piyadam akarpas will patim. And according to Tosfos, you're not going to make a bracha achrona either, but the hamotzi is going to patim. You never thought the bar piyadam akarpas is going to patim. But if you take less than the kazayis, then you'll avoid this suffix bracha achrona, this problem that you might be going a bracha shena tzricha. So that's the minig yisrael. The minig yisrael is to take less than the kazayis. But why? Because of this whole sugya. This whole sugya, the Rashbam and Tosfos and the Mordechai, all this lumdus. The reason we take less than the kazayis of Karpas is to avoid the problem of Baruch Achron. Because according to some Rishonim, you'd have to make a Baruch Achrona. And according to other Rishonim, you bedavka should not make a Baruch Achrona. So to avoid the whole problem, we take less than the kazayis for the Karpas.